Thursday night, or Le Chof Beis Sivan, I think, Tvar Halacha and Chavis Halvavis. Okay, when you sit down to eat, there's two dinim, so to speak, you should excuse the expression, when it comes to salt. There's one inyan to have salt on your on the table. That's tables like a mizbeach, and the salt, al kor korbon chatakriv melach. Then, putting the salt on the bread has apparently nothing to do with that. It's a different inyan, that your bread over which you made the bracha should be tasty. The lesson of the Shulchan Aruch is grad the bemelach o beliftan. So, al pi kabbalah, you're supposed to dip it into the salt, not sprinkle the salt on it. Mishnah Berurah brings down three times. You have to dip it in three times. If you're eating matzah, it's a little hard to do, but apparently by matzah also. Al pi kabbalah, you're supposed to dip it, not shake the salt onto it. Okay, that's it. Chavis halavos. Chavis halavos will learn Shara Precious, and we talked about two types of Precious. The Precious that the whole world is engaged in, because you can't. Life would not be able to function, society would not be able to function, if everybody would just unbridled do whatever they wanted, and there would be no gvulim, no limits, and they wouldn't have to restrain themselves. And then there's a special precious that's demanded of Baalei Torah. That's us, the Jews. And he said that the precious aklolus, the general precious, the purpose is for the guf, to be able to function, for society to function, that a person should be healthy, that life can go on, that cars shouldn't crash into each other because they're stopping at red lights, they're following the governmental laws. So it's for the sidur of our guf. Maybe it's eating healthy, acting healthy, medicines for sick people, doing things in moderation. That's for the guf. And the precious that's special for Baalei Torah is beneficial for the nefesh. And he will explain each on its own. In Perek Aleph now, in precious, which is what we're doing, Asher la'ofan ha-tzorech la'precious ha-klolis, what's the purpose of it? So this is very interesting. He means l'chora, because he just said the purpose of it. He means, I think he means, why did Hashem make the world that way? Why did Hashem make the world in such a way that restraining yourself is so necessary? Wouldn't it be geschmack if we wouldn't have to restrain ourselves? I mean, Hashem could have made whatever world he wanted. That's what I think he's asking, because he goes on to say, because he doesn't answer, well, you need it or else the cars will crash into each other, or else you won't be healthy, or else you'll get sick, or else you won't be able to function, society won't be able to function. So he means, why did Hashem make that? Why did Hashem do that? Hariyu machmas ma shehigdamnu, because of something we said, b'shar hashlishi min ha-sefer hazeh, which is shar avodos elokim. L'fishim ha-torah sabor yisala, the purpose of the whole ball of wax, the world, b'boro es min ha-odom, he, that the nefesh comes down into this world, and it has to get along with the guf. It has to, it's an asayon. K'dei l'hachshir es ha-nefesh lu nasos ha-bolam hazeh, k'dei she-dizdakech v'tagiyah l'malos ha-malochim ha-kadoshim. The nefesh comes out to this world, and it's tested in all the ways that the soul, the nefesh, is tested, because it's in a guf, and the guf wants things that the nefesh doesn't want. And the purpose is that by our own efforts, we will attain the madrega of malachim. In other words, the nefesh will be purified through our own efforts. That's the whole point, because or else Hashem doesn't need us, he has the malachim. He had the nefashos, why he sent them down to this world? He sent them down to this world to test them, to test the nefesh, and that it reached through our own efforts the madrega of malachim. K'ma shomer ha-kosev, v'medurachai telech, v'mishmarti tishmor, v'nosati l'cho malachim, v'na'om d'ma'ele, you'll be like the malachim. So, l'fika chiva ha-chochma, meaning Hashem, in the best possible way of doing this, testing the nefesh, that we have to purify our souls, we have to, through our efforts, make it on that level. bring it to the purification of a malach. Livchonos hanefesh begufas afriyim. So he put the nefesh in a physical body that has wants, desires, that needs food, that needs other things, that needs certain pleasures of the world, as we'll learn in Mitzvah Hashem next time. And therefore that creates this whole balagan for the nefesh.